So as you all know, tomorrow night is Rosh Hashanah. And that means that we will all be spending a lot of time in synagogue, and that we have spent at least some time, I hope, preparing for all the time we're going to be spending in synagogue. But in case you still feel unprepared, or you need some guidelines, I'm here with a quick guide to the examination of your soul before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I'm going this morning to make 3 points that I hope will be helpful, that I find helpful at any rate, to what it is we should be doing at this time of year, in order that when the holiday is over, we don't say that we feel as though we wasted the time, because after all, even though we generally evaluate synagogue by whether the music was good, or the rabbi gave a good sermon, or we saw someone we liked, really, we ought to evaluate it by whether our souls advanced a little bit in the time that we spent sitting in the house of God. So the first thing I want to say is about the way in which we should think about ourselves by using that dreaded compound word, self-esteem. I want to say something about Jewish self-esteem, not self-esteem as it's shown on talk shows, but what it means Jewishly to have self-esteem. And believe it or not, to have self-esteem as a Jew doesn't mean to always think you're great. It means sometimes to think you've been lousy. Because when you're really good at something, think about something that you really take pride in. It can be anything from playing the piano to cooking to conversation, whatever it is. If you're really good at something, then you know when you haven't done it well. A concert pianist will walk off the stage and say, "Oh, that was lousy," when the entire audience is giving them a standing ovation. The only things that we think we're always good at are things we don't really do very well. But if, in fact, you take pride in something, then even though the rest of your family might say, "No, the chicken is great," you say, "You know, it wasn't up to my usual standard." Now, what is it that you should be best at in this world? Not cooking or conversation. It should be monitoring the state of your own soul. After all, that's the most valuable thing you were given, not dinner. So when you don't do what your soul deserves, what you are worthy of, you shouldn't feel good about yourself. That's what it means to have self-esteem, is to think, "I'm better than this, I should have done better." It means to really think well of yourself. A man once came up to Heschel, the great Jewish theologian, and said, "You know, I don't think I'm going to go to synagogue on Yom Kippur. The truth is, I've been pretty good this year." And Heschel said, "Oh, I guess we're not the same, because all I can think about are the people that I hurt that I shouldn't have hurt, and the things that I said that I shouldn't have said, and the kind words I could have said that I didn't say. Good for you. You're very lucky." Now, who had more self-esteem? As far as I'm concerned, Heschel did. He thought so well of his soul that pretty good wasn't good enough. So first of all, when we sit in synagogue on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, let's not let ourselves off the hook too easily, any of us. Because we've all done things this year that we are better than. And we've all failed to do things that we're good enough to have done. And that leads me to the second, which is, You know, there's a proverb in English, comparisons are invidious. That is, it's not good to compare yourself to other people. It's almost impossible not to do, I know that. Because when we want to make ourselves feel good, we talk about the things that other people are doing that they shouldn't do. And then we feel better. Well, you think I'm bad, you should see. But the truth is that what our kids tell us when we say, why aren't you as nice as that friend you brought home who cleaned up his plate and put it in the dishwasher, which is something I've never seen you do, what our kids tell us is, don't compare me to other kids. And that's true for us as well. Both good and bad, the state of our own soul should be compared to what the state of our own soul should be, not to what someone else is. You will sit next to someone on the holidays who will talk when you think they shouldn't talk. I promise. Especially if you come here. Now, you can ask them to be quiet without feeling superior because you know that you've done the same thing. I've shushed the congregation. You think I never speak to the other rabbis up here when I shouldn't? I do. I'm just lucky because no one comes up to me afterwards and goes, you know, Rabbi, you really shouldn't talk during services. But I know, I'm aware of it, and you're right. But I still do, and I will again, I'm sure. But we have to compare ourselves to ourselves. Whether it's in little things or big things, let me tell you a little thing you can do this year, some of you, that you didn't do last year. I mention it every now and then, but I'm going to mention it again. Everybody has their own pet peeves. Here's one of mine. If you were going in front of a head of state, a president or a prime minister, and you walked into his or her office, let me tell you something you wouldn't do. You wouldn't be chewing gum. You're walking into the house of God. You're here to pray. What's with the chewing gum? I don't get it. 2-3 hours you can't go without chewing gum when you're sitting here praying before God? It's a little thing. But some of you could do better next year. All of us could do better about talking in synagogue. But you gotta pick your sin. You can't say, I'm good because I'm not an alcoholic, if in fact you can take a drink and then put it down. Maybe your sin is anger. Maybe it's the necessity, like I just did, to scold other people. But whatever it is, don't let yourself off the hook because you don't share someone else's sin. You have to pick what yours is. And that's the second piece of advice. The first is make your self-esteem based on what you should be. And the second is pick your sin. That's the thing you have to examine. For some of us, I'm just plucking one out of the air here, it might be gossip. Just possibly. So if you know that that's what you do, then you have to focus on that. And here's the third piece of advice. So this one isn't even a piece of advice, it's more a reminder. This is the big difference between the secular New Year and the Jewish New Year. Do you know what we say about Rosh Hashanah? It's Hayom Harat Olam. Today, the world was created. We don't say that on the secular New Year. We say it's the beginning of the calendar. But nobody says on January 1st the world was made. But realize what that implies. It means today we start all over again. All over again. We get a fresh start. That's what our tradition does for us. If you feel terrible about something you did a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, the Jewish tradition tells you, let it go. Let it go. Your feeling terrible about it doesn't help you. Learning from it helps you. But you get to start again. It's a new beginning. Every year, a clean slate, a new chance, a reborn soul. Hayom harat olam, today, that is, tomorrow night, the world is created all over again. So whatever it was that you did, or whatever things that you did, you have to try to make it right with the person you did it to, but you can get rid of your guilt. You start again. Kisheleg Yalvin, says the prophet Isaiah, that even though your sins are like red, I will make them white as snow. That's what it means to do tshuva. All of us get a new start. All of us get to focus on what it is we have been and what it is we could be. And when you wish someone a shana tova, a good year, you wish them not only that they should have health and joy and all the things that we hope for each other, but you also wish them the chance this year to be good, to be better, to improve their soul. And by improving our souls, to improve God's world. So just in case I don't see some of you on Rosh Hashanah, Shana Tova Umetuka, I hope you have a good, sweet, healthy, and improving year for us and all of Israel. Amen.